The jivas are situated in a position as prakriti or female in relation to the Supreme Lord, who is a Purushottama or Purusha, the Supreme Enjoyer. Therefore, it is very natural for the jivas to love and serve the Lord very spontaneously. Only in the conditioned state, the living entity considers it very unnatural to serve Krishna exactly as a wife would serve her husband. In one of the conversations between Draupadi and Satyabhama, Draupadi tells how a wife conducts herself in front of the husband. She says she sleeps after the husband and wakes up before him. Similarly, a devotee serves the Lord all day and he sleeps after the Lord is put to rest, and he wakes up before the Lord to come and greet him, even before the Lord wakes up. Similarly, a wife dresses herself very nicely for the pleasure of the husband. Similarly, the devotee also dresses himself only for the pleasure of Krishna. A wife decorates her head with a sindoor, by seeing which all the lusty men, lusty rogues, they run away. Because the sindoor or the kumkum, which is shining on the forehead of the chaste wife, keeps all the enemies away, because they understand that she has already given her life to a man. Similarly, the devotee wears the tilak on his forehead, declaring to Maya that I will not surrender to you. I will surrender only to Krishna. I am Krishna Das. Similarly, it is said the wife does all her activities very carefully, understanding the mind of her husband. And whatever will give him pleasure, she does. And whatever will disturb him, she does not do. Similarly, devotees of the Lord very carefully hear the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, to hear the instructions of the Lord. The Lord says in the scriptures what my devotee does. Satatam kirtayan toma yatantascha dridabhrataha namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kadayantascha mam nityam dushyanti charamanti cha. My dear Arjuna, my devotees come together, they discuss my pastimes, and by conversing about me, they derive great delight and great satisfaction. And they are always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination. My devotee always offers obeisances to me. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. Nitya yukta upas. They are engaged every day. They are never tired of serving me. So when devotee hears all these instructions and applies very carefully in his or her life, a devotee very easily progresses towards Krishna in developing loving attraction for Krishna. So in this way, we can see as prakriti, as jivas, for us it's very natural to love and serve Krishna. But unfortunately, because we are covered over by so many anarthas, calling out the Lord's name appears to be a very great Herculean task. But not only are we expected to understand the instructions of the Lord and follow them, but in very advanced stages, the devotee even understands the mind of the Lord and fulfills his desires simply by understanding what will please him. Exactly as a chaste wife knows what is there in the mind of the husband. So at least we should know those instructions what Lord has openly spoken out. Please do this, the Lord is saying. Satatam kirtayan toma, please chant my names for purifying our heart. So the first step is to take the Lord's instructions seriously in our lives and apply them, so that at a later stage we can understand his mind. If you don't do what he loudly shouts, do this, then when are we going to understand his mind? So a devotee should simply become like a chaste wife to the husband. In that manner, when a devotee serves Krishna very faithfully and his instructions, very soon the Lord will reveal himself through the holy name and help us develop a loving attraction towards him. Harinam Prabhu ki.